Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm your co-host, Christian McCray. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, November 16th. Quinnipiac University's Frank H. Netter School of Medicine has been receiving dead bodies for scientific research. The Netter School of Medicine Anatomical Donation Program has been providing families a way to honor their loved ones while avoiding the prices of typical funeral services since 2013. The donors' bodies have been used in anatomy classes where students complete all their work on one donor throughout the entirety of the course. To honor the donors, the program holds an annual ceremony of gratitude where students can meet the loved ones of donors and express a general thanks to those who gave. Individuals who are interested in learning more about the anatomical donation program can email humananatomy@qu.edu or call 203-582-7959.
Quinnipiac University administrators met with Student Government Association President Awane Roberts on November 4th to discuss student accessibility. The meeting comes in response to SGA's resolution, which called for an audit of the Office of Student Accessibility. Together, university officials addressed and resolved several concerns, including braille signage on campus and distracting alternative testing accommodations. In an email on November 9th, Chief Experience Officer Tom Ellett announced a new student-led advisory committee on accessibility will be formed this spring to keep an open line of communication between students and the OSA.
A new LED lighting system that was installed at Quinnipiac University's M&T Bank Arena has received mixed reviews from students. Vice President for Facilities and Capital Planning, Sal Filardi, wrote in an email to the Chronicle on November 14th that the new lighting system was installed to lower the facility's operating costs. The new LED system has allowed the pregame and postgame presentations at Bobcat basketball and ice hockey games to feature colorful light programming. However, students who have attended games this season said that the new lighting did not enhance their viewing experience. Staff writer Kat Murphy has a story.
A nonprofit organization called You Got This Kid is creating positive change for the environment and those impacted by lupus, with an assist from Quinnipiac professors. Professor of Biology Courtney McGinnis and Associate Teaching Professor of Civil Engineering Kimberly DiGiovanni got involved with the organization at the start of 2021. Since then, the two have worked to achieve three main goals: enhance environmental sustainability at the community level, raise lupus awareness, and mentor students. DiGiovanni even received the YGTK Foundation Environmental Leadership Award on October 17th for her contribution to its environmental conservation mission. Read this feature by Associate News Editor Crystal Miller in this week's issue.
In arts and life, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever hit theaters this past weekend, and staff writer Connor Youngberg believes it's a spectacular sequel. The movie's release is riddled with sadness due to the sudden passing of actor Chadwick Boseman, who died after a battle with cancer in 2020. Despite this, Youngberg believes the movie handles Boseman's passing beautifully and puts viewers through an emotional roller coaster. Read more of Youngberg's review in this week's issue.
Netflix released the third and final season of its British sitcom Derry Girls on October 7th, and news editor Katie Langley gives it a glowing review. Set in 1990s Ireland, the show follows a high school friend group as they navigate political conflict between the Protestant English and the Irish Catholic. But that's not all the series has to offer. Season 3 features new relationships, guest appearances, important character backstories, and as always, lots of comedy. Langley says the show is a bittersweet reflection on girlhood, progress, and friendship, and she's grateful to have experienced it.
Associate Multimedia Editor Jack Muscatello recommends moviegoers to see the new drama film Tar. The film follows the fictional world-renowned composer and conductor Lydia Tarr, played by actress Cate Blanchett, in the weeks leading up to a performance of George Marlowe's Fifth Symphony with Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Muscatello loves the film for its dissection of cancel culture and believes it might be the most interesting movie released this year.
The Gender and Sexuality Alliance at Quinnipiac University hosted a drag dinner and show on November 12th. Students flooded the piazza to watch two local drag queens give a larger-than-life performance to music ranging from Britney Spears to Dolly Parton. Audience members join in on the fun for a lip sync for your life competition, where everyone was named a winner. The event was more than just entertainment. It was also a celebration of the queer community. Students were left with a positive message from the queens: take the love in this room and bring it out into the world.
Quinnipiac University's Fourth Walls Student Theater presented the production of Alice in Wonderland from November 11th to the 13th. This comes after Fourth Walls canceled its original fall 2022 production, Perfect Arrangement, in late September after cast members expressed discomfort with the dated language. The adaptation follows two versions, Alice in the Real World and Alice After She Steps Through the Looking Glass. Read more of Matto's review in this week's issue.
In opinion, podcast producer Anya Grundalski is tired of being what she coins the planner friend. As she's gotten older, the responsibility of making plans for her friends has frequently fallen on her. Grundalski feels she is now expected to host people, nurture friendships, and do all the planning and scheduling with little to no appreciation. While she does enjoy party planning, Grundalski says this role is exhausting and reminds readers about the importance of showing gratitude and returning the favor, as well as protecting your own social battery.
Staff writer AJ Noof values the importance of staying in touch with your siblings while being in college. Noof is one of eight children and says that the most difficult part of departing for college was leaving her younger siblings behind. She says she felt guilty for being the first to leave home and struggled with the thought that she was abandoning her siblings. Noof knows that there is no easy solution for handling long-distance sibling bonds, but she plans to continue to try her best to maintain sufficient communication while studying away from home.
Jack Spiegel says there's no excuse not to vote. After interviewing Quinnipiac University students post-election day, he was disappointed to discover the vast majority hadn't cast their ballots. Voting is a constitutional right, and Spiegel says not taking advantage of it is just plain selfish. It's important to elect officials that reflect your values as a voter to spark necessary changes in public policy. Spiegel urges readers to vote like their lives depend on it, because according to him, it actually might.
In sports, Quinnipiac women's volleyball did a complete 180 for the second half of its season. The Bobcats struggled to keep morale up as they sat at 8th place in the MAC on October 11th with a 2-6 record. But now they're going on their second most winning stretch in program history since 2000, finishing the regular season with a 10-8 record. The team scored a first round bye in the MAC tournament and will face off against Iona in the quarterfinals on Thursday.
For the first time since 2013, the Quinnipiac men's soccer team can call themselves MAC champions. The Bobcats clinched the title in a 3-2 victory over Iona this past Sunday. They will now face the University of Vermont on November 17th in the first round of the Division I NCAA tournament. Staff writer Colin Kennedy believes that if the Bobcats continue to display a championship mentality, they'll be in for a deep playoff run.
The Quinnipiac women's hockey team is dominating the ice this season. The Bobcats currently hold an in-conference record of 4-1-0, with only one loss to arch-rival Yale. Staff writer Milton Wolfenden says the team's depth is the source of its success, with 18 out of the 23 players on the roster scoring points this season. But the Bobcats aren't out the woods yet. Wolfenden says if they hope to grab their first ECAC title in program history, they'll need to keep their foot on the gas.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Christian McCray. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, QUChronicle.com. We will see you guys after Thanksgiving. Enjoy the break.